it's come up a few times about the difficulty to tease out these things. You know, is what I'm doing motivated from an evil desire, or is it actually a response to truth? So it's not always clear. So that's the state. It's not clear. To get more clarity then requires doing this sort of work, you know, like it's examining what's arising, developing a greater sensitivity to seeing our own desires in contrast to what the word brings forth for us. And so that's the process whereby things begin to clarify, if you like, or get sorted. And often confusion is a mixing of levels. That's my experience, at least. Joseph becomes king of Egypt and feeds the world, but it didn't look like that at this point. It looked as far from that as it could ever be. And often we can make judgments about the end through the circumstances of the moment. You know, those are the falsities that arise from the appearances of the senses, as opposed to what the word says the end is. We draw our own conclusion about what the end is from what we're experiencing in the moment, and we do that constantly. And that's why we have this story here, right? It shows us exactly how we move through this process of denying the Lord's divine human, which is a denial that the Lord has everything, you know, under his control, that divine providence is ruling all things, that there is nothing outside of the Lord's power to bring about the ends that he seeks. So